All right. This is the audio for Age of Exploration. This is the ER version. If you have the standard version, head back to the website and grab that instead. Okay, so what is it? The Age of Exploration refers to the period from about 1400 until about 1600, and during this time, Europeans explored the rest of the world. Background. Starting around 1200, European sea trade began to grow for a number of political reasons that we're not going to get into. However, it was able to grow because of the arrival of new naval technologies from China, diffusion that was facilitated by the Mongols, technologies such as the compass and new types of sails. Henry the Navigator, 1415 to 1460. So Prince Henry the Navigator of Portugal was the first to use this new naval power for exploring. He wanted to take control of the gold trade that crossed the Sahara Desert, and starting around 1415, he began to pay explorers to explore the coast of Africa, to get around the Sahara. To help with this work, his fortress became a world center of maps and naval research. A new, faster ship called the Caravel was designed there. Da Gama, 1497. Vasco da Gama, a Portuguese explorer, discovered that you could sail around Africa, and this gave Portugal a direct link to the Indian Ocean, along with all the spices, tea, and silk that came from it. This allowed Europeans to take control of trade from that region, cutting off the last great economic strength of the already declining caliphate. Columbus, 1492. So in 1492, Christopher Columbus discovered the Americas. Columbus was looking for gold, which he never found, but desperate to make money from his voyages, he turned to slavery. The Taino, native to the places he went, were forced into mines and onto plantations where they made enormous profits for the Spanish. When the Taino were driven to extinction, Spain began using African slaves. Over the next few decades, most of the Caribbean was conquered and turned into slave plantations. Conquest of Mexico, 1520 to 1530. So in 1520, Hernan Cortes sailed an army of mercenary soldiers into what is now central Mexico, and there challenged the Aztec Empire that ruled there. The Aztec Empire lost a couple battles, but it was really Eurasian diseases that destroyed the Aztecs. The Spanish Empire had all of Central America under their control by 1530. These areas were, of course, also subject to slave plantations. The conquest of the Aztecs made Cortes fabulously wealthy. Conquest of the Inca, 1532 to 1572. Other soldiers were inspired by Cortes to make money. One of them, named Francisco Pizarro, took a small army into the Inca Empire. The Spanish forces defeated the Inca army at the Battle of Cajamarca and took the emperor hostage. The Inca were briefly subdued, but soon after rebelled, and Spain needed decades before the empire was completely conquered. The Columbian Exchange. The interaction between Europe and the Americas started a wave of diffusion known as the Columbian Exchange. Most notably, the Columbian Exchange diffused organisms, new food crops like tomatoes, garlic, avocados, chili peppers, wheat, corn, new animals like horses and cows and turkeys, and diseases like smallpox, influenza, the plague, and typhus. The Great Dying. Far more than any conquest, the Americas were devastated by diseases. In many places, 95% of the population died between 1500 and 1600. The cause of this massive death toll was European diseases, smallpox, typhus, the plague, influenza, and others. All of the great killers of Eurasian history converged on the Americas more or less all at once. Many people characterize the Americas as being empty because of the diseases. And this is not true. Populations recovered after the diseases, and many parts of the Americas had large populations after the diseases had left. Populations that would later be conquered, moved, or killed. All right, and that's the end.